Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the extraordinary general meeting of Enea S.A., which was convened for January the 8th, 2026, at 12:00 P.M. Thank you all for coming. My name is Grzegorz Kinelski, and I'm the Vice Chairman of the Supervisory Board of Enea S.A. As a person authorized under provisions of Article 409, paragraph 1, Commercial Companies Code, and paragraph 29(1) of Enea Articles of Association and Rules of Procedure of the General Meeting, I hereby open the extraordinary general meeting of Enea S.A. At this point, I'd like to inform you that in accordance with company's announcement convening this meeting, today's proceedings are being recorded in audio video format and broadcast in real time via the internet. If anyone do not consent to the publication of your image, please kindly inform us. In such a case, the recording team will not point out the cameras at the indicated persons. The extraordinary general meeting will be recorded by a notary public, Mr. Daniel Kupriańczyk. During today's meetings, shareholders present in the meeting room will use an electronic voting system, which ensures the secrecy of voting where required. Please provide basic information on the voting technique and brief instruction on how to cast votes. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope that every one of you has a device for voting during the meeting. At the order of the chairperson, I will start voting. Voting will automatically appear on your devices. To cast the vote, you must mark that you are for, against, or abstention, and then confirm it by the button confirm. This two-type verification will make us sure that the vote was cast properly. And then we have for that person the button, press the button. So please remember that persons who want to cast votes on behalf of users prior to casting the votes, they should also choose the option vote for all users. Thank you for your attention, and I'm available to you. Thank you very much for your brief instruction. And now let's go to move to the item two of the agenda of the meeting, namely the election of the chairman of the extraordinary meeting of Enea S.A., who will chair today's general meeting. As the person authorized to open today's meeting, I'd like to propose Mrs. Anna Kowalik, attorney at law at the Ministry of State Assets, as a candidate. At the same time, I will ask you if there are any other candidates to be proposed by the remaining shareholders. If so, the proposal may be submitted at this point. If there are no other candidates, I'd like to ask Ms. Anna Kowalik if she agrees to stand as a candidate. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, the content of the resolution will be displayed on the screen. Thank you so much. If I hear no objections, I will refrain from reading the content of the resolution and the results of the vote, which will be presented on the screen, so you will see them. So, therefore, I ask that we proceed to a secret ballot on the draft resolution presented on the screen. Please cast your votes. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare that the resolution on the election of the chairperson of the extraordinary general meeting of Enea S.A. has been adopted. Congratulations, Madam Attorney at Law. Now I hand over the chairing of the meeting to the chairwoman of the meeting. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for trust and for electing me as a chairperson of today's meeting. At the moment, I have the attendance list in front of me, and therefore I start signing it. Fortunately, it's not that long. So the list of attendance has been just signed, and it's available to you during the meeting. And I'd like the collective data now on the present people here today. So, ladies and gentlemen, according to the attendance list, we have now 188 shareholders present. And please give me the number of votes, the number of shares, and the share capital expressed in percentage terms. So, ladies and gentlemen, so 188 shareholders are present. Represented is, so, well, the shareholders present have 385,427,001 actions, which accounts for 72.75% of the total shares capital, and the votes represented are 385,427,401 votes. So we have all the data here next to the attendance list. So before proceeding further, I'd like to inform you that in the absence of any objections on your part, I'd like to tell you that that today's proceedings are being recorded in audio video format and broadcast in real time via the internet. The minutes of the extraordinary general meeting of NASI will be posted on the company's website. The today's general meeting of NASI was convened properly through the announcement on the website on the 8th December 2025, and everything was published in on the company's website in the manner specified on the transmission current information, in accordance with the provisions on the Act on Public Offering, conditions governing the introduction of financial instruments, organized training, and public companies as specified in Article 401 of the Commercial Companies. The list of shareholders entitled to participate in the general meeting is signed by the company's management board, was made available to the company 3 working days prior to the general meeting, and therefore I'd like to inform you that the today's meeting is convened properly and is capable to adopt resolutions. We have already covered 3 items on our agenda. Now I'd like to proceed to item 4 concerning the adoption of the agenda. With your permission, now I'm addressing it to proxies of shareholders, that I will not be reading the draft resolutions. That will make proceedings more efficient, the more so that all the draft resolutions have been published on the website of the company. I understand nobody objects to that. So thank you so much. So now please show the draft resolution on the adoption of the agenda of the meeting. It's rather short. So are there any questions? If not, I order the voting on the resolution on the adoption of the agenda. Have all shareholders had the opportunity to cast their votes? I understand yes, so I close the vote and let me read the results of the voting. So for 385,427,001 and against 0, abstention 0. So that's 100% for. And let me tell you that 385,427,401 valid votes were cast from the same number of shareholders and the capital is 72.75%. So thank you so much. We have adopted the agenda of the meeting. Now I will proceed to the next item on the agenda, which is number 5 on the adoption of the resolution to change the composition of the supervisory board. Let me remind you that today's extraordinary general meeting was convened because of the motion of the shareholders who represents 1/20 of the share capital of the company, that is the state treasurer for treasury, because the item is about the adoption of the resolution on the change of the composition of the supervisory board. So I first suggest that the item on the change is first processed. So are there any motions on dismissal? Because the change is a broad notion. Once again, let me ask you the question. Are there any shareholders' motions on dismissal of the member of the supervisory board? None. Thank you so much. So therefore, we would proceed to that part of this item that is appointment of the members or candidates for members of the supervisory council. And well, I'd like to say that I'm also the representative of the state treasury today at this meeting. Therefore, I'd like to make a motion on the appointment to the supervisory board of the candidate, Mr. Adam Grzebieluch. So, ladies and gentlemen, this candidature was announced, including the information note and his CV on the website of the company. All shareholders had a possibility to read all these documents, but of course, to meet all these formalities, I have also the consent expressed by the candidate to be a candidate, and therefore I'd like to possibly submit other candidates. I can't hear anything. Therefore, we have one draft regulation on the appointment of this person. Let me pronounce his name once again clearly. Adam Grzebieluch. Can you please write down the name of this person?
Okay, I understand. So let me repeat. So let me quote the extraordinary NASA assembly appoints Mr. Adam Grzebieluch. So Mr. Adam Grzebieluch will be part of the supervisory board of the NASA company, and the resolution enters into force upon its adoption. There was a vacancy, in fact, in the supervisory board. So if there are no questions, we can proceed to the vote. Please vote. Is there still the vote ongoing, or have you voted all, have all the shareholders voted or not? Not yet. Yes, please. You are still voting over there. Okay. Let me help you. Are you still voting? Are there any people who haven't voted yet? You're still voting, aren't you? Yes. You're still voting. I haven't heard you, I'm sorry. The speaker is not using the mic, unfortunately. We cannot hear the question. let me repeat. Okay, let me ask again. What's the situation now? The vote is ongoing. Is the power of attorney able to vote or not? Are you able to cast a vote? Could you provide some technical help for this person, please? So what's the solution, in fact? So let's vote again. Technically, nothing has changed. Are there any people who are against this solution? So for technical reasons, in order for all the proxies to cast their votes, I would like to close the current voting and reopen another voting round so that you vote again. So everybody who has voted should vote again. Please vote now. The information I got is that the voting procedure is ongoing. Okay, so an official question. Did all the proxies have the opportunity to vote? Okay, no questions. So I would like to close the voting officially. What are the results? So as a result of the secret ballot, 367,409,574 votes for, which accounts for 95%, and 18 versus 18,016,689, which accounts for 4.6%, so it gave us 0%, in fact, so abstentions, yes, 1,138. So I would like to declare that the resolution has been adopted. So thank you very much. As I understand, there were no other motions in this point, only the motion expressed by the representatives of the state treasury. Let's move on to the next point of the agenda, point number six. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of a resolution on the cost of holding the extraordinary general meeting. Please show on screen the text of the resolution, which has already been published on our website. So are there any remarks? If not, I would like to open the voting round. Of course, it's an open procedure. Have you all had the opportunity to cast a vote? If so, I would like to officially close the voting. So votes in favor, 368,452,019, which accounts for 94.59%. Against, 60,009,075, which accounts for 4.4%, and abstention 0. So I would like to declare that the resolution has been adopted. Thank you very much. What is left now is point number 7, which is the closure of the meeting. So this is the end of our today's agenda, and hereby I would like to close our today's meeting. Thank you for your participation, and I do hope that next time we will avoid the technical problems. Thank you very much.